Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling 80 bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at RanchChannel.com and BirchCreekAngus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
This one has me a little perplexed today because our buddy Marlo, who developed the National Day calendar, sent me a text message and he said, "Are you celebrating National Chicken and Waffles Day today?" I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't know there was a day for it. Now, I've heard of chicken and waffles when I've been traveling more outside of our area. Where we're from, you will not find that on a menu. We'll put it that way.
I'm all in because I love fried chicken. I love waffles. Put them together. Combination of a winner. But I've never seen it on a menu where we're at. And traveling, I've never seen that either.
Oh, you haven't? I have. I have seen it on a menu when I've been down south. Say we're talking Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, down in that area. It's when I experienced it, it was fried chicken on a buttermilk type waffle. Ooh. And then maple syrup over the top. But then also,
can
when
you use gravy?
Well, that's the thing I was going to say, because then there's a Pennsylvania.
As my cholesterol goes up.
There's a Pennsylvania Dutch version, and that version is actually more of a, what do you want to call
like
it?
Like a chicken fried steak, maybe?
Well, theirs is more of a savory chicken. And yes, then they drizzle the gravy over the top of the chicken on a buttermilk, you know, waffle.
It's kind of funny how gravy makes everything better.
You are somebody that will baptize everything in gravy if you are given the opportunity.
If I had the choice, I would drink the gravy.